to the Wine Not Podcast, Spill the Tea. I'm Darby.
I'm Melissa.
If this is your first time, welcome. Good show. It took us 30 minutes to start this.
Literally.
And if you're returning, you already know that. Thanks for following along on the shit show. Yeah, technical problems, real big.
If you can imagine that.
Literally nothing was working for about 30 minutes. And then you messed with a few cords.
I pushed a bunch of buttons.
And all of a sudden,
it works.
There's so many minutes of just random footage on the phone.
Dude.
We're
so many minutes.
What a night this has been.
Yeah.
It's been fun, but holy shit. We started with golf at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Went and played trivia. And now we're here. We've been together for 5 hours straight at this point.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's been great.
It's been great.
And we've been drinking the whole time.
I won Harry Potter trivia.
I'm proud of you.
Because I really
fucked some shit up.
I love you. Little disappointed in the answers you got wrong.
Same, honestly.
Like,
I know. I did win trivia.
Which one? Did you win general knowledge again?
No. Those were the last two.
Oh, which one did you win?
I don't remember. It was one of the first ones. It was the first one.
It was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck were we talking about? I can see it. Board games.
Yeah.
I just showed you a picture of the board game.
Yep.
I think I got most of those right.
I got all of them right.
Hell yeah. If I wouldn't have listened to Cat and the fucking Octopus Heart thing, I would have won that last one and gotten every single question right.
Fucking cat.
What are you, fuck you.
Bitch.
Yeah. It's been a struggle lately.
Yeah. We're both drinking espresso martinis.
We are. I forgot
to mention that.
They're so yummy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the pre-mix from Aldi.
Yep.
I'm gonna have to pick up a bottle of it.
The Cosmo one's really good too.
That's really, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, I drank that in like 2 nights.
Hell yeah.
What do? You know?
You enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Had a few good boys on the golf course.
Yep.
Had a questionable night on the golf course.
I was +11. Which means you were probably right around there, too.
Yeah.
We were all pretty even.
I was ready to chuck my club on the
Yeah, we did not do great.
The whole six did me so dirty.
It did.
That hole fucked me with no lube.
Yeah.
No foreplay.
Just no nothing. Right, this really fucked you hard.
Yeah, really fucked me hard. And I didn't enjoy it.
It'd be different if you did.
Yeah, it would have been different if it would have been enjoyable, but it was not. But, hey, if you told me last year at this time, like, you golfed a plus, like, 12, 13, I'd been like, hell fucking yeah.
Instead of, like, a plus 25 that we were golfing last year.
I was a plus 32, I think, the first week out.
I think my handicap last year was, like, 29.
Yeah. We've come a long ways.
Yeah. I'm gonna need a new golf glove soon.
Mine's torched.
Mine's getting very close.
I think me and Mike are going to Costco tomorrow so I can
find myself up. I don't fit in those ones.
I haven't tried them.
They're the same size as Sam's.
Oh, then I'd be fine. You don't fit into those?
I didn't last year, but I feel like my hands are bigger.
I mean, you have the claws.
No, I had to, like, up my ring size.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe I need to just try them again.
Well, I'll get a... Do you know you normally go a size smaller than me, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make you upset?
Waylon goes to school right there. I can grab some.
I always forget that's right where he goes to school.
Yeah. But I might grab some and try them. Worst case scenario, they don't fit and I give them to CJ.
Yeah. Does it bug you to golf with your nails in your gloves?
No.
Wild.
I thought about getting the gloves that, like, have the tips cut off of them.
And if I did that, I'd also want the one that has the whole ring. I saw those. There's a glove that TikTok keeps telling me to buy. And it's a glove, and the middle finger says, good shot.
I see that all the time, and I thought about getting it and just going.
I want to get it for all the golf tournaments that I do. Because that screams professional.
Oh, 100%.
Okay. We're there to have fun. It's fine.
I feel like the group of people that you golf with for tournaments is a decent time.
Yeah. I could do it at all except for the one that we actually host.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, I'd be fine. So, that might be happening. We'll see. But yeah,
you can even wear it for women's league.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
We need one that says, damn mosquito.
Those damn mosquitoes.
Trying to fuck up our shots all over the place.
They're oddly shaped.
But they help.
They're shaped like feet, wildly enough. And they always end up right in front of each other's golf balls.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's
fucking weird.
I have no idea how it happens.
I like them.
I love them. They're the only mosquitoes I like.
Same. They don't help our game at all.
No. Absolutely. We are the most honest golfers you'll ever
find. You couldn't even get through it.
No, we're not. We're fucking not. When I go to work and they ask, how'd you golf? And I tell them, they'd be like, now how honest is that? And I go, what the fuck does it matter?
I mean, we're decently honest.
We are. We are not, like, taking strokes upon strokes off, right?
It's, like maybe one.
Maybe one, and, like...
We don't count our gimmies as an actual stroke.
Yeah.
We take it as a, I'm taking the score.
Which is how I always thought it was supposed to be.
I thought so, too, until Andy was like, no, a gimme is, like, you add a stroke... You just count it as going in.
I think it's different, right? Because there's, from, like, all the golf tournaments I did last year, you bought, there were gimmies, and then there were gimme sticks. And the gimme sticks were yardsticks. And if you were in that one, you added that, and you were done. But then there's the gimme with the, like, your actual
your foot. Yeah.
And I think that one you don't count. I do think there's two different kinds. Don't do that shit.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm drinking espresso. I'm not here, guys.
Audio coming soon.
We're gonna drop that album, that EP.
Eventually. I'm just gonna piece together all of our stupid shit.
Exactly. And the music video is gonna be us on the golf course.
Dude.
Boats and hoes style.
Want to start posting, like, golf TikToks.
We should.
Not, like, teaching people how to golf. No. Because that's...
Well, we should start our own golf TikTok. Thing.
But, like, the shit we do on the golf course...
Yes.
would have people being like, what the fuck is wrong with these guys?
You mean your ball perfectly landing on a grate last week?
Yeah.
That was epic.
Yeah. It was. But also, all the stupid shit we do.
Oh.
In general.
Oh, yeah. And that's, we're moderately behaved because we normally have something going on after golf. You let us on that golf course with no responsibility afterward. Like, we have to do that. We have to do a girls' night where you guys don't have kids after. And Mike comes and, picks us up.
Just hangs out at my house with Andy and CJ, and then they come pick us up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just get absolutely fucked on that golf course.
Yes. We need a girls' tournament.
Yes.
With no responsibilities after.
None.
No kids after.
No children.
Like, when we would go to the GPAC tournament... We would get fucked. Horde. Yeah. And then last year we had to play fucking volleyball after.
Yeah, because Mike picked you all up and brought you to volleyball.
Yeah, that was a shit show, but we need that. But just us girls.
Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it, I guess, it's like a thing for, we'll do it for social media.
This is for a podcast.
For the podcast.
We have to do it.
We have to.
It'd be so fucking fun.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Love I golf better when I'm drinking.
Sometimes. Sometimes I do.
Most of the time I do.
When I'm at golf tournaments, yes. Once you put about 2 vodka Red Bulls in me, because then I don't care anymore.
Right. I don't overthink.
Yeah.
Like I do.
And like.
When I don't drink enough.
And because last year was like my first year golfing, mm-hmm. like it was understood whichever team I was on, I wasn't helping out.
Right. You were just there for fun.
My job was to be the first putt to read the green.
Yeah.
That was basically it. I think we used maybe 2 of my shots on one of the tournaments.
Worth it.
Worth it. Such a good time.
Dude, I've been working on my Portuguese, whatever it is.
Oh, yes, our foot.
Kicking? Yeah. Dude, I'm so good at kicking a golf ball now.
You'd think, as someone who's Portuguese, it would come naturally to me. It fucking doesn't.
I've been practicing. Me and Andy, if we get there early when the boys are at school, we'll go on the chipping green.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I practice kicking. And he's like, why? And I'm like, it's one of our nights at league. Yeah. And it is, like, our most favorite one.
Yeah.
Because we get to kick a fucking golf ball.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Allie was, like, on, I think it was hole 3. She was like, you should kick it. And I was like, no, this is actually going to be, like, my best score of the night. I want to actually butt it.
Yeah.
A little Texas wedge. Love me a good Texas wedge.
Texas wedgers. Wedges are great.
Yeah. When I did a golf tournament and my manager was on my team last year, though, it was a par 3, and he's like 12 feet from the green, and he goes, I can Texas wedge that. And I was like, why? He goes, I can't chip. I'm gonna putt. And I was like, okay.
Teach this fucker how to chip.
It worked pretty well.
Teach him how to chip.
Listen, he's. If he can hit a straight drive, that's what we need him for. Otherwise, he may or may not gotten the 2 prizes last year, and it was the shortest drive that went right in front of the women's team. And the other one was in, next to the water, but not in the water.
Good for him.
Sorry, just ratting you out here, man.
I'll teach you how to chip. I've gotten really good lately.
She has. You've gotten, like, really good.
Chipping's actually my favorite now that Andy taught me how to do it.
I need to just go hit the chipping thing. Because you'll watch mine. I either go, like, 2 feet or I'm on the other side of the green.
You blade it.
Yeah.
You're not set up correctly.
Yeah. I need to work on my chips. Like, even my irons have gotten a bit better now.
So much better.
And my drive is...
You're hybrid.
A hybrid. I love that fucker.
Yeah.
I need to figure out my 3-wood a little bit more. I hit it really well last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week, I absolutely wanted to break the thing.
You just have to remember to almost hit it like your driver.
Yeah, and I think I'm trying to hit it too much like my hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my other goal, is to figure that out. I'm
differentiate
yeah.
the two.
Yeah. My goal this year is to not... just put a club away and be like, well, I'm not good at it. I'll never use it. My goal is to, no, I want to learn how to use every club mm-hmm. in my bag.
Yeah. I told Andy that I don't use my 3-wood mm-hmm. when we were golfing the last time, just me and him. And he goes, why?
Yeah.
He's like, you're almost 300 yards out. Like, why would you not use it? And I'm like, well, because I suck at hitting it.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, just think of it as your driver, but not quite as close to your front foot. And I was like, okay. So I hit it, and I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, the one time I used it last week.
Last week you did really good
with it. I was like, oh, shit.
Even with all the shitty-ass wind.
I almost feel like because we golf at Baker and it's always so windy when it's still, like, today, I don't know what the fuck to do with myself.
No, because we normally have to overcorrect.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
Yeah. That's why, like, I think it was hole 7, and it just went way off to the right. I was like, oh, it's because last time I had to, and I looked up, and I was like, why the fuck am I facing this direction?
Because last time the wind was horrible out there.
Fuck.
And it was cold, and we were all dying.
It started so nice, and then it got so cold, and then I was like, ew.
And you didn't have a sweatshirt last time.
Nope, I had my crop top and my little skirt. Which is exactly what I'm wearing today, but I have my... I really love the look of having my collar popped out.
Waylon was so cute on Easter. I got him and Harvey little golf pants at Walmart.
Yeah.
$5 on sale.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love that.
But, so Waylon's are like a dark gray, and he wore a white and like navy blue polo, like golf shirt.
Nice.
And then he was outside playing, so he got kind of cold, so he put a sweatshirt on, and he had the little collar off the top, and was like, oh my god, you're so cute.
Love it.
It was so adorable.
Golf stuff would be so cute.
Yeah. I'm ready to get my golf sweatshirt that I showed you.
Yes. That is awesome.
I will be wearing that when I get it. I'm wearing a skirt, that, and the white polo that I got to go under it. That'll be the first thing that I wear once I get it.
Yes, it should be.
I'm so excited. Even if we don't go golfing.
This is a golf podcast now.
You're welcome.
We're going pro. Not even close, but...
Not even close.
We can dream.
It's fine. Just fuck around and find out, you know?
Fuck around and find out.
During the summer, golf is 90% of what we do.
Yeah. It's golf, it's drinking,
it's and kids' sports.
And house projects.
Yes.
Speaking of which, me and Mike rented a dumpster for this upcoming weekend. So, that's our weekend in the nutshell. We're going to do all the yard work. Get rid of Nathan.
Let me figure out when Maddox's games are this weekend.
Okay.
And maybe we'll come help you.
Yeah.
Mm. See if my mom wants to go as purple flowers. So.
Yeah.
Come help you.
They can always color on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
The
we'll bring chalk.
Yeah. Because since St. Paul's, you can have a dumpster for $300 for a day or $330 for the whole weekend. And I was like, yeah, we need to just do that and get it cleaned up.
Yeah, we rented one right before winter hit.
Oh, yeah.
We split it with the neighbors, and it was great.
Yeah,
it was very full.
I can't wait to...
And I wish we would have started doing cement before that.
Yeah.
Because we could have used another one.
Oh, easily.
There was so much shit.
So much fun being done. There's a thing. Yeah. I am glad for the whole weekend because then, like, we can start working stuff throughout the week to get it ready, and then, like, we don't have to, like, kill ourselves for one day trying to get it done.
Yeah.
Because the yard's not going to take that.
No.
We have big yards.
But... You got to get rid of the snake nest.
Yes. We need to defoam.
Get rid of your fucking snakes.
Guys, here's the thing. Our yard has quite a few garter snakes, as Alyssa found out when she was very nicely mowing our yard for the first time.
I saw, like, 5 of them.
Yeah.
Within 25 minutes.
There's 2 big fuckers. We have the kind of big fucker. That's Gary.
Gary!
And then we have Frank.
Frank is fucking huge.
And the problem is, I've already seen Gary this year once, and Gary got bigger. Frank's gonna be huge. I'm terrified to see Frank this year.
Yeah, me too. I hate snakes to begin with.
So how this happened is, like, next to our house, we have a little mulch area with a trampoline. We took that out, and then I started ripping up all the fabric with the mulch on it. And then we thought we could put it in our compost bin, and then we realized that that's not compostable, and we have to just toss it. And so we just let it sit there, and sit there, and sit there, and then it was, like, halfway through the summer, And I look over, and I see two snakes slithering out of the pile. And I was like, fuck. We made a garter snake den. I don't want to know how many were in there over the winter.
Probably so many.
Fucking many. Kind of terrified. Mm. Yep.
I fucking hate snakes.
I
could deal with snakes if they didn't fucking move the way they do. I hate the way they move.
I'm okay with garter snakes, which is why, like, it hasn't been that big a deal. It was a deal when Gary kept getting in the fucking garage.
And Vicar.
And Vicar. We have a few little ones, and those don't bother me at all. I remember my mother-in-law, love you, Kim, is terrified. And we were helping him move, and she goes, there's a snake, like, when she was trying to pack up all her pots and stuff. It was this big. It was this big. The audios was, like, four or five inches. And so I had to move it for her, and I was like, I get it, but it's basically the size of a worm. I can handle these.
Still. Just, they need to not move the way that they move. Like, they just need to get legs and walk.
Yeah, that's not creepy at all. So you're fine with centipedes?
No.
That's a fucking snake with legs.
They have too many legs.
You just want a snake to have, like, four legs.
Or those six things. To, like, hold up the middle. Can
you imagine? Yeah, let's think of, like, an anaconda. A 12-foot snake with only three legs. How long are these legs? What's an extended snake?
Because then they're, like, walking and not...
Do you want them to be, like...
I want them to walk like a fucking ant.
So you want them to march?
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking like little legs that are going...
No. I want them to walk like an ant.
I'm thinking like the little axolotl arms. Like,
oh my god, axolotls are so cute.
I love axolotls. Have you heard the axolotl TikTok songs?
No.
There's an axolotl at the dive bar. A drunken axolotl shouldn't drive. Cars, you should tell the axolotl if he comes back tomorrow. We're gonna cut him off and he's gonna go to jail. There's 6 minutes
of no.
I'm sending them to you after this. It's my favorite thing.
Oh my god.
Because the first one's about how his life goes downhill, and then the second one's about him going to rehab and coming back.
What the fuck side of TikTok are you on?
Best.
I'm on food and smut.
I'm on...
Talk about the best.
Have you heard the audio? Because she was a fairy.
Oh.
Fun fact, it's T-Pain's favorite audio, and it's him during Cyclone when he's, like, going twirling with those arms out, and he clips it, and he puts the audio, she was a fairy. So I'm on that, and the last one I saw
was oh my red god fairy,
and it was a Guy Fieri fairy. Just the hair. The flame shirt, the glasses, the mustache, pink fairy wings, a tiara, and a wand. She was a fairy. I'm gonna start sending you these to corrupt your for you.
Oh my god, please.
I was on the side of TikTok for a while where it was these random horse edits of horses on ketamine. I don't. This is why I can't give TikTok
up. Oh my god.
Here's your entertainment. We really just went from home improvement projects to ketamine horse. And by we, I did that. You're welcome.
I mean, honestly, really, thank you. Because I'm so glad that that's a real thing on TikTok.
Everything's on TikTok.
Oh, my God.
And workouts. Lots of workouts that I've been murdering me and my husband with.
You're welcome. If I don't do them, you will.
Yeah.
I've also been on hair care TikTok.
You gotta send me some of that.
Okay.
Because it's getting real dry. I think I'm about due for a trim. You take about 2 inches off, I think.
Nah, you just need a split end thing.
That too. That would.
Well, a little dusting. Just a little dusting. Just a little dusting.
Dusty does. Jesus Christ. Great, that's gonna be stuck in my head now instead of protein pancakes. Thanks.
Gotta change it up.
Also, fuck you for already being tan.
Not burnt anymore. A little bit.
Fuck you.
Fuck
you.
Was so red. My chest peeled. My shoulder peeled.
Oh, that's a lot for you.
It is. I was fucking sunburned when we got back from Florida.
I was going to say, Alyssa went to Florida.
My hairline was sunburned.
Oh, that is the worst to me.
Because I wore my hat every day except for the last day. And I regret it.
A sunburnt scalp? Kill me. Kill me.
Alyssa had so much sunscreen on, but she didn't get it rubbed in all the way, so she had, like, patches of white, and the rest was all fucking red.
That's incredible.
She snapped me, like, 3 days later. They were, like, sitting outside, and she was trying to even it out. She goes, this is never gonna even out. And I was like, it will. Eventually.
It's only April. We have time.
It's like, you just gotta burn the rest of it.
I just need to have a good burn. Maybe this weekend.
I got burnt yesterday.
What were you, like, doing yesterday you got burnt?
I went out, I cleaned the garage, and then I just sat outside.
Ah.
And then Kat brought the girls over.
Yeah.
And they played with the boys and, like, ran around. And Andy got done working early, and we sat outside, had a couple beers. And this arm and this side of my chest was so burnt because the sun was on this side.
Yep.
Yeah. And Kat's already super tan in California.
Fucking tan. You two are the worst.
Kat's always tan.
Kat's always tan.
She's Mexican. Yeah. She doesn't count.
She's got an advantage. You're basically, like, with how you tan, same thing. They got me and Allie. I just burn.
Sorry about it.
I burned.
Andy's leg is burnt as fuck.
From last night?
From yesterday, yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah. And it's just like, because he wears shorter shorts, so it's just like right here.
I love that.
That was so funny.
Yeah, me and Mike are just pasty white spiders. I'll be tan by the end of summer. Don't be too worried about it.
It's only April.
It's only April, which is wild.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
I keep seeing shit on Facebook about that. Wait for Tyson's post. He posts the same shit every year. Every year. The last day of April. It's the Justin Timberlake thing, but it always says roses are red, violets are blue, and tomorrow gonna be May.
I get a lot of TikToks of it. It's gonna be May.
Did you know that that's the one thing he wholeheartedly regrets?
Why? Because it's like being a meme? Because
he'll never live it down.
he's etched in the minds in history.
He's etched in everyone's mind forever.
He'll be written in some history book somewhere, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Greatest meme ever. It's gonna be me.
I don't know about greatest meme ever. Okay.
Most used in April.
Most used in April.
Yeah.
Because you can't say May, because the most meme thing in May is May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
Never seen Star Wars? You said every year. There's also...
I don't anymore because Cassie's son was born on May 4th.
Ah. It's fine. But then you have May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And so...
It's... Love Cinco de Mayo.
This pops up every year on Facebook. And it gets shared most years. Like, when I worked at the gas station, I was the opener. I was the first one there. So what did I do? I filled our, like, little... Like, we had a little sink that was used just for hand washing, where we had, like, our big sinks that was for washing all the dishes. And then the little sink, I went to the back and I got the box of mayo packets. And I put the mayo packets in the sink. And my boss comes in and she's like, "The fuck is this?" And I went, "It's sick of the mayo." Of
the mayo.
And she was like, "I would fire you right now." And I was like, but
that's kind of fucking great, actually.
Yeah, so there's just a picture out there.
Mayo packets in the fucking sink.
Because then I left it. I was like, you can't do it until everyone comes in. And then everyone came in and went, "Jesus fucking Christ, Darby."
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Not Mexican. Love Cinco de Mayo.
Me too. It's a great-ass time.
It is.
Gotta make sure we drink some margs for it this year.
We normally do.
Yeah, we do.
Margs and Pico.
Yeah. We have to do margs and Pico again.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't surprise me.
Nope. That must be
it. Sticker, it looks like.
Yeah, probably.
Sounds like my kids.
What? No.
Never.
Never. Kids are gross. It's fine.
Oh my god. So.
Stirring up concoctions at the dinner table ever. It's fine.
He sprained his ankle last week.
Oh shit.
And on Friday, I took him to see the doctor just to make sure it wasn't anything like a fracture of any sort. And got a sticker, brought it home. Today I pick him up from school. He finds the backing in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "Mom." I was like, "What? Why is this, why does this say kids love stickers?" And I go, "Well, probably because it's the company that makes the stickers that, like, doctors and other places buy."
Mm-hmm.
"Well, that's the stupidest logo I've ever read." And I go, "I'm sorry you feel that way."
"Let me call the CEO."
"But kids do love stickers." And he goes, "Yeah. But it's still really stupid." And I was like, "Dude, you're fucking crabby." Shut up.
What a little crab ass. I expect that behavior from Waylon.
Right?
Waylon's crabby as hell. But I also get Waylon.
Waylon is me.
I know.
In a nutshell.
Yeah. That's why I get along with Waylon so much more than Harvey.
Waylon's me. Harvey's like a happy-go-lucky Andy.
For sure.
Until he's not.
Waylon just knows how funny I find sass.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he'll do something sassy, and he'll just look at me, and I'm like, "Shh, knock it off, you little
kid." "No, you're not that funny."
"You're not that funny." It's like, "Why are you laughing?" Good point.
Oh my god, when Jackson punched me in the tit tonight.
Jesus Christ. Bullshit.
Runs up to me, and I was like, "Can I have a hug?"
Makes you feel better. I got some nice back scratches from him.
Yeah, he punched me in the tit, and I was like, ow, you fucker. And he ran over to Allie, and then he runs back to me. Hug? I was like, fuck you. Last time I asked for a hug, you punched me in the tit.
I was waiting for him to punch me, and he was behind me, and all of a sudden, he's just scratch, 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 scratch. And I was like,
And then he tried to bite me. So I smacked him in the mouth, and I was like, don't fucking bite me.
Oh, shit.
So he walks over and tries to bite Ollie.
He was just in a biting mood tonight.
Well, it's because he's in school now, and he's been bit, like, 4 or 5 times.
Jesus.
Yeah. So that's his new thing, is biting.
Love it. Sounds great.
Yeah.
I got my notes app. Number 257.
Don't have kids because they bite you.
Have you seen the girl with the list?
Uh-uh.
Start other different side of TikToks. There's a girl, and she'll stitch all of these, like, kids being insane or something, and she has a notes app list, and it's up to, like, 500 and something reasons to never have kids.
That's actually kind of amazing.
It's so funny because it's, like, the wildest shit you'll ever see these kids do. And it's just like, yep.
Welcome to my everyday life.
I stand with the list.
I mean, you've seen my kids. My kids are fucking feral.
They're funny.
They are.
They're hilarious.
It's because they're not yours. You don't have to discipline them. They say a lot of really funny shit.
They do.
And we all really struggle to hold it back.
So hard not to laugh. It's fine, though.
My favorite this week was Andy's Snapchat that he sent us of a video of Harvey. Like 4 or 5 years ago. Dad! Dog shit!
Yeah, that one was great.
Dog shit!
Well, then there was the one of him, like, sitting on the couch, and I think he was just going, fuck, 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 fuck. Like, God damn it.
Me and Andy were talking about, because Allie and CJ were over, and Jackson's, like, in the midst of potty training, and Andy goes, remember when Waylon picked up dog shit, and Harvey comes over and goes, Mom, Waylon picked up dog shit. And I go, that was not dog shit. Harvey shit in the sand, and Waylon picked it up, and Harvey said it was dog shit.
Oh, no.
I go, that was inside of our fence. We didn't have a dog. Harvey was running around naked potty training. And he goes, oh, my God. He goes, I thought it was when Allie and CJ had me and Milo here, and I go,
oh, sure.
No. I go, that was before that. And he goes, that makes it worse. And I'm like,
yes.
Yeah.
No kidding.
But he picked up dog shit.
Oh, these fucking kids.
They fucking kill me.
Same. Mm-hmm.
They're entertaining as hell, though.
I'll just keep living up my auntie, you're not my aunt role.
You're not my real aunt.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're more of the real aunt than their real aunts.
Shit happens. My favorite was when Harvey was, like, on that one day, and I was like, fine, that means I get to bring your Christmas presents back. Fine, I don't want your stupid presents anyways. Waylon just, I just see him, like, rise up, like, his head above the counter. Can I have both the presents then?
The best part is, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, Kat and Alex were over here with the girls. Mm-hmm. Isla fell in love with the fucking thing. The car watch.
Yeah.
Fell in love with it. Like, Kat's like, no, you need to leave it here so we can go home. Screaming bloody murder. We're like, just fucking take it. It's fine. Just go.
Just go.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And Kat goes, she slept with that thing. All night.
I love it.
And
that.
Was mad it wasn't in her bed when she woke up.
That girl kills me. She's so cute, and she's such a little thing.
She's the devil. And then she walks around. She's the happiest kid ever.
It's fantastic.
It really is.
I love watching my friends' kids act like my friends. It's so funny.
Yeah. It's a shit show.
It's a shit show.
Our lives are a shit show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun sometimes. A good chunk of the time it's
when
fun.
We're together.
Yeah.
When we're dealing with it on our own, it sucks. It's
we're living
lame.
Vicariously through Snapchats.
At least now that it's summer, we're gonna be together a lot more.
Hell yeah. It's gonna be great.
I'm ready to get the pool set up, warming up.
Ah, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's green right now.
Yummy.
Shot the shit out of it and vacuum it. Bleh.
Need help, I'll come over and help.
Sandy Strab.
Fuck that guy.
Mike will come help.
Mike will come help. We'll tan on the deck while they clean.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good plan to me.
Hell yeah.
Need to get some new bathing suits.
I got a couple. There's one that I really want, though, that I found on TikTok. That's like $40.
There's some good ones on Navy right now.
It's hard for me to, like, the one that I want is super fucking cute. And it's kind of hard to explain. I'll have to show it to you later. But, like, it's hard for me to spend $40 on a swimsuit.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's like sizing.
Especially when I can get them for, like, $6 off Shein.
I know. That's, like, my thing, too. Like, especially, like, finding a good size for me, because I am, like, plus size. I keep looking at these recommendations on TikTok, and it's $50 for half a bikini. Excuse me? Yeah. Excuse me? The fuck?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I have my eye on a couple at Old Navy. I'm only letting myself buy, like, one or two new ones, because I do need to replace a few of mine. It's like,
yeah,
they're a little torched. I have some that I can start wearing more, and then I just want to get, like, one more for the summer, and then I'll buy some more before my honeymoon.
Want to go?
Half of my suitcase.
Maybe we'll come join you. Show up. I know where you're staying.
We're just going to be sitting by the pool and be like, what up, bitches? And you guys are just going to walk towards us.
We'll each get, Andy will get a fucking, we'll get some swim trunks for him with Mike's face. Yeah. And I'll get a swimsuit with your face. Show up and be like, what up, bitches?
Epic behavior.
Be so funny.
So funny.
I know where you're staying.
Dude, you probably have us down to the room number more.
Nope.
Yeah, fair enough.
You don't know that till you check in.
Okay, fair enough then.
I mean, I could probably request to know.
Hey, I just need to make sure that they got the right place.
I could be like, hey, I'm just trying to send them a little gift.
Awesome.
And they'd be like, okay.
Sure.
No, yeah. That's a thing that some people do. So I could really know.
You
just come
like
pound on your door. Open up!
Listen, what happens Policia. In Mexico in that room? It's gonna stay in Mexico in that room.
Policia.
I'll be like, shut the fuck up, Alyssa. Trying to get laid.
Yeah. We still haven't taken a real honeymoon. And this is our 5-year anniversary this year.
Gotta go all out, baby.
I know. I think we're gonna do Vegas again. That's what we did for our mini moon.
You guys love Vegas.
We do.
It just suits you guys.
Unless I can talk Sam and Dallas into going to Mexico. Which they have their passports. We really miss them. We want to see them, so
That'd be really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a goal of mine to, like, make sure we did our honeymoon, like, fairly soon. Because neither... Well, Mike has been out of the country once for a missions trip when he was, like, a freshman. And I've never left the country.
Yeah.
So it was a big, like, thing we wanted to do this year. Or else we probably would have waited longer. But I was like, let's just fucking do it.
But we got married 2020.
Yeah. Whole different ballgame.
COVID.
Yeah.
Really kind of fucked us over.
Yeah.
So we did Vegas. And... literally 3 days after we got back, they shut Vegas down.
Insane.
So. Neither of us got it, though.
That's impressive.
That time. And we came back with it the last, or the next time.
Oh, yeah. Good time.
Oh. COVID.
It's wild. That was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were living in lockdown.
Right now.
Right now.
I was doing distance learning. With Maddox. And being a stay-at-home mom to a 1.5-year-old and a newborn.
I was, honestly, like, as, like, 5 years today, it wasn't horrendously different for me because Platt didn't shut down.
So I mean, really, South Dakota in general didn't shut down.
Like, Platt's just, no one wore masks, the school was open, everything was, like, completely normal, and I feel like everything around us was going insane. And, like, honestly, I don't think the first case of COVID hit Platt until it had to have been sometime in July, because I went to Sioux Falls for my internship, like, June 1st. Yeah, and it was after I left. So, for when they kicked us out of school... to when I moved to Sioux Falls, I had like a month and a half of basically pure normal still. And then then it went downhill.
Yeah. But really, South Dakota didn't shut down. I mean, obviously, schools went to distance learning.
Yeah.
But
we were the only basically open state.
That was really the only thing that changed around here.
Yeah. You wore masks inside when you went to the store.
Barely. It wasn't mandatory.
I guess...
Target was mandatory because they're in Minnesota.
Me and my roommate, we did because I think she had to for... She had a healthcare job, so she was extra careful.
Right.
And then I lived with her, so I tried
you were
to be
careful.
Extra careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, our family, really nothing changed. Yeah, Maddox did distance learning. I did that with him.
Yeah.
With the kid that I just got done giving breast milk and formula, and a kid that was nursing.
Fun freaking dad.
That was a struggle.
I got so hammered during COVID.
Dude, I think we all did.
I really started partying. I was 20, so we weren't, and bars were, I don't know if bars shut down or not because I was 20, but.
Most of them didn't.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't go out much, but.
Yeah, it was pretty much all house parties and darties and all of that stuff.
Yeah, we kind of hung out at the townhouse where we were in tea, and one of the guys that lived not even a block away. His kid was Maddox's age, and they were friends. So they hung out all the time.
Yeah.
And we just, like, hung out in our driveway. He had two other kids. We had our kids. And they all played and fucked around, and we drank. Because, really, it was the only thing to do.
When I went back down to Vermilion, I was an RA. So that sucked in COVID, because we had so many COVID rules.
Mm-hmm.
But the bars were open, but the bars were struggling because so many people didn't want to go out.
Right.
And there was enough seniors and, like, frats that there were so many house parties that the bars stopped IDing people. So I wasn't quite 21 yet, but I went to all the bars. All my residents were at the bar, who were all freshmen, So I, like, they would come up to me at the bar and be like, oh my god, hi, and I'd be like, you can't be talking to me right now.
You don't know me.
You should go away. Go away. I like you. I'm fine with you being here. But we didn't see each other here.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
I think it was Jade's grandma was older.
Mm-hmm.
So they were being careful for that. And then, obviously, we would have Maddox every now and then. So we wouldn't do a lot of crazy stuff because we didn't want him to take it back.
Yeah.
And then Grandma Fee.
Yeah.
So we would always make sure that if we knew she was coming here, we would quarantine from everything for a little bit before we would see her. But that's really all the, like, quarantining that we did.
Yeah. When I first met Mike, Mike's mom is a nurse. So, and she saw a lot of people, because Mitchell is a pretty small town.
Mm-hmm.
She saw a lot of people that she knew die that were, like, ranged from Mike's age to her age to older. So she was very, like, she tested herself all the time. She did all the right steps and all that. So when I started going up there, I was very, like, okay, I'll make sure, like, if I have any symptoms, like, I'll take it. And
right.
We knew I wasn't asymptomatic, so that was kind of helpful. If mm-hmm. I had it, we all knew I had it.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die the first time I had COVID. But
Andy had it twice, and from what I know, I never had it. Or I was asymptomatic.
I've never been sicker in my life than when I had COVID for the very first time. I had full conversations with Noelle and had no recollection about it.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. The second time I got vaccinated because it was so scary the first time. Mm-hmm. And so then the second time I had it, it wasn't a big deal because it was not even 2 months after I had gotten my booster shot, I think. But, like, in our family, we always worried it was going to be my mom, because my mom has all of her health complications.
Yep.
No, my mom's asymptomatic, doesn't bother her at all. Not even a little. I was like, okay.
Yeah, no, Andy got it twice, and both times he quarantined downstairs.
I remember that. Poor guy.
It sucks to be him.
Sucks to suck, nerd.
Yeah, from what I know, I didn't ever have it, but
that's okay.
Could have been asymptomatic.
What a wild time 5 years ago was.
5 fucking years, man.
Half a fucking decade. Insane.
Yeah.
Dude, that means next year we'll have known each other for 5 years. That's crazy.
Yeah. Feels like way longer.
I know, it's like, I mean, there was a time we were.
But then also it feels like no time at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's that weird thing where it's like, I feel like we've been friends forever, but at the same time, it feels like we met yesterday.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Wild.
Wild!
Cray cray!
Wow, 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 wow!
And on that note.
That's it, folks.
That's it. Thanks for listening along.
If you stuck it out, we really appreciate it.
Appreciate ya. Our EP.
Still never.
It's fine.
Maybe by Christmas.
Oh my god, a Christmas album? Comment down below. Or if you don't, we could do, because remember, we're the Christmas haters. We could do Kwanzaa. We could do Hanukkah.
Okay. What was that?
Hanukkah. I'm so sorry for any Jewish listeners that just went, what the fuck? My bad. I'm done. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.